Oh, that old fight song. It's 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. The Chicago Bears at home at Soldier Field taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. What do we know about the Jacksonville Jaguars? Adam Hoge joins us from WGN Radio Sports. You can find out all of his coverage. He covers the Bears. You can get it at WGNRadio.com/Bears. His new podcast is up right now, Intentional Grounding. Adam, how are you, my man?
I'm good, Justin.
So I think the only thing I know about the Jacksonville Jaguars is that they are supposedly a high-octane offense, but we haven't really seen that this year.
Yeah, that's because their quarterback, Blake Bortles, has been making mistakes with the football. He's now in his third year, and I still think it has a ton of talent. I believe they selected him third overall a few years ago. And all the talent, but maybe a little Jay Cutler in them with mistakes at times that you don't want to see. But they do have a pretty impressive offense, especially throwing the football with Allen Robinson, Marquise Lee, Allen Hurns. So they can spread you out with, and they just signed Julius Thomas in the offseason too, the tight end. So they have guys they can spread you out with, and with the Bears banged up secondary right now, I think it's a big question mark going into this game is whether or not Bryce Callahan will be healthy, the Bears' kind of emerging young cornerback who suffered a hamstring injury in Indianapolis on Sunday but did return to practice today, albeit in a limited fashion.
He played lights out against the Colts. They seem to be calling his number. The Joe Buck-Troy Aikman combo was calling Callahan's number a lot. I don't know, is that because he played a tremendous game or is that because the Colts were targeting him?
It's probably that they were targeting him a little bit. I thought he played well, though, maybe a little bit more up and down than the week before against the Lions. He was outstanding the whole game. And then I think last week they found ways to pick on him a little bit. Andrew Luck can do that to you. But I think overall he was still pretty solid, and it was when he came out and Jacoby Glenn went in that they got that big touchdown.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, right.
Yeah, to T.Y. Hilton, that game winner. So the Bears missed Bryce Callahan when he came out of the game, and they need him back for this one given the weapons that the Jaguars have. And you know, you can point to Blake Bortles and say he turns the ball over, but this Bears defense is still not forcing turnovers.
I was going
to
ask that. That was something that we talked about post-season last year about how the Bears were just terrible at getting turnovers, interceptions, fumbles, things of that nature. And they really tried to beef up in the offseason to address that. But after the first five games here, the Bears are still deficient in that category.
Yeah, they are, and they have a negative turnover ratio towards the bottom in the league, despite the fact that, you know, I mean, Brian Hoyer hasn't been turning the ball over. So they haven't been committing too many turnovers. They did have that unfortunate fumble by Cam Meredith late in the game last week. But, you know, it's more so that the defense isn't really taking the ball away at all. And that was something they've spent the entire offseason working on, and from a scouting perspective and also as a practice emphasis, teaching more techniques and harping on that in meetings and trying to get these guys to take some chances and make plays on the ball. And, you know, there's been a little bit of an improvement, but not enough. So in a matchup like this where you're almost kind of relying on the opposing quarterback to throw it to you, I just don't like their chances.
Yeah, you just wonder about that because, you remember, there was so much made of Rod Marinelli's defense and even Lovie Smith, the idea that they just preached turnovers. I mean, they you know, woke up and went to bed talking about getting the football and running towards it. And John Gruden would always talk about, look at the practice drills. I mean, how hard is it? Is some of it mental? I mean, these are professional athletes. I mean, you would think that they've been trained from an early age to try to turn the ball over, right?
Well, it's mostly ability. I mean, you got to have the guys who can do it.
Like the Charles Tillmans and such, right?
Right. And then at that point, once you have the guys, then I think it's a mentality because, you know, if you don't concentrate on that in an entire game rep, well, you might be a split second too slow, right? So if you have that ability and those ball skills to go make those plays, then that's where, and you get experience, and really what it comes down to, not to get too technical, is being able to read your receiver and understand, look for keys in what he's running to be able to break on a route. I mean, if you can understand what your opponent's doing, that gives you the best chance to be where the ball is going to be, right? And I think right now it's a combination of maybe they've upgraded the talent that they have, mm-hmm. so the guys that actually have those ball skills compared to last year. But I think these guys are still so young, other than Tracy Porter, who's probably been the guy who's making the most plays on the ball,
right? Right.
He's... obviously. But these young guys just don't have enough experience yet to really understand, oh, this is what this guy's doing, and break on the ball hard.
All right, let's talk about, we're talking with Adam Hogue here about the Bears as they get ready to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars at Soldier Field on Sunday. Let's talk about the offensive side of the ball, because Brian Hoyer and the Chicago Bears offense once again put up monster numbers, 500 yards plus when it comes to offensive yards. But the bottom line is that they're points. The points they're actually putting on the scoreboard are pretty scarce. There doesn't seem to be a sort of, you know, when you think about putting up 500 yards and only scoring 23 points, it doesn't seem like those two things are in sync.
They're not, and the numbers on the season aren't in sync either. Total offense, the Bears are ninth. They're averaging 372 yards per game. Points, they're 30th, only averaging 17. So that gap between being ninth in yards, in offensive yards, what you're piling up from a yardage standpoint, and then being third to last in the entire league in points scored, that's a problem.
Where does that come from? What is that? I mean, is that just having the inexperience to punch it in at the end of drives?
Yeah, I think a lot of it's been self-inflicted wounds. We saw penalties kill a drive last week. But also, you know, I think, look, they got a quarterback in there right now, Brian Hoyer, who's playing very, very well and executing from an efficiency level in that he's not turning the ball over. People, I think I've heard that word efficiency used, and I've probably used it too much the last couple of weeks too, because, oh, if he's being so efficient, he's being so efficient. I look at efficiency like you're also scoring points. I mean, that's got to be part of it too. Right. I mean, how efficient are you if you're piling up all these yards, but you're not really capitalizing in points? And I look, when things tighten up in the red zone, that's where you have to be. If you're being safe, if that's your mentality, well, now you're even being more safe because there's less room to operate, and that's a killer area to commit a turnover, right? So I think there's a little bit of a lack of a killer instinct in the red zone too, just inherently with the quarterback they have out there right now in Brian Hoyer. And, you know, I think part of the reason why Jay Cutler's had so many interceptions in the red zone throughout his career is because he has more of that killer instinct to take shots. So you see that rewarded a lot, but you also see that risk pop up with turnovers. So the opposite effect's going to happen with the safer quarterback, and I think that's what we're seeing. That's why I really, truly believe the Bears win that game on Sunday if Jay Cutler's under center, because at a minimum, he's looking for Alshon Jeffrey on that last play of the game. But also, I think they have way more points to begin with. I mean, I think that game's in the 40s if Jay Cutler's playing.
Adam Hogue, WGN Radio Sports. You can find it at WGNRadio.com/Bears. Last real quick thing, Jay Cutler, the cast comes off, but he's really not ready to play, is he?
No, but I still think it was a good sign to see him out there last couple days without the brace and actually throw the football a little bit, albeit on the side. He's not practicing, so he's not going to be ready this week. Maybe an outside shot for Green Bay next week, but then they have 12 days off before they host the Vikings on Monday Night Football, so maybe that's more realistic.
That's where he's going to make his debut in front of Monday Night Football.
Back-to-back primetime games coming up again.
Got to win this Sunday. All right, Adam, great to have you. Thanks for being here, bud.
All right, thanks, Justin.